So the SKA should help to answer some outstanding questions about dark matter and dark energy. And Andrew, we've got a question on this topic from a Belgian plumber called Roy. And he says he understands that matter and antimatter should have formed in equal amounts when the universe was formed, but now we can't see that antimatter. Could it be that the antimatter is dark matter or dark energy?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely right that according to sort of basic theories, we would expect antimatter and matter to have been formed in the Big Bang in equal amounts. But today, of course, we're made out of matter and we see matter all around us. And this is essentially still an outstanding question. Why is it that there must have been more matter than antimatter in the early universe? Because somehow the matter came to dominate the universe that we see today. Now, there has been some progress in understanding what's required of high-energy physics to get this imbalance coming out, and it's a topic called baryogenesis and leptogenesis, and there has been some progress in that area, but I think it is still an open question. So let's just ask ourselves what would happen if somehow this idea was wrong and actually there was still antimatter in the universe. The first thing that would have to be true is that the antimatter would have to be in isolated pockets, because there's certainly no antimatter in our immediate vicinity. Those isolated pockets would presumably have some boundary where they meet the rest of the universe, which is mainly made out of matter. And at those boundaries, you would be able to see that those boundaries were there, because antimatter and matter would be coming together at those boundaries and annihilating. So we would have hints, astronomical hints, that there were pockets of antimatter around us. And there are no such hints. So we really don't think there is a significant amount of antimatter out there. But even if there was antimatter out there, it couldn't be dark matter, because dark matter is all around us. And if antimatter was all around us, we'd constantly be bombarded by this stuff. It would constantly be annihilating. We'd be seeing the signal and we'd be very aware of it. So it can't be dark matter. And it also can't be dark energy, because the whole idea of dark energy is that it has negative pressure. Now, that might sound like a really weird thing to say anything could have, because, of course, everything that we're used to has positive pressure. All the stuff around us on a day-to-day basis has positive pressure. But the idea of dark energy is that it has negative pressure, and it's that negative pressure that allows it to accelerate the expansion of the universe, as we were discussing earlier on. And antimatter certainly doesn't have negative pressure in this sense. So, sadly, no, it just doesn't seem like antimatter can do any of the stuff that dark matter and dark energy needs to do. But it would have been neat if it could have done.
Thank you, Andrew. I think it's also important to note that, very appropriate for a plumber, Roy actually formulated that question while he was in the bath.
That's a real eureka moment there.